Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Well, good morning and hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. And we are here for a really great show to honor not just our process here at New Age Guild Radio and Spirit Talk Radio, but also honor Valentine's Day weekend, when the world is filled with love and the energy of love and how we can support that. So it is my great honor to introduce with us our guest this evening, Nina Bingham, author and metaphysical teacher and clinical hypnotherapist and life coach. Nina, are you with me and ready for this day?
Hi, Angel. I'm here. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. You know, we have a lot to talk about, and I think it's best just to kind of just jump right in and talk about you know, where you are in your process. You've been doing this for a couple of minutes, right? How long have you been a practitioner in your field?
Right. Well, so my bio, real quick, is I'm living in Sedona, Arizona right now. But I'm a full-time author at this point, but I retired last year from a 16-year career as a mental health therapist and a clinical hypnotherapist. And right now I'm up in Sedona and I'm doing hypnotherapy, and also recently I earned a certification in sound therapy. So I'm using tuning fork acupuncture. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's using sound to heal. So I'm also an intuitive, and so I've channeled three books. The first I published on January 21st on Amazon.com, and that's Messages from Metatron, A Course in Self-Transformation. So I've been busy writing as well.
Oh, let's talk about that. That is so cool. A lot of people don't know anything much about Metatron and, you know, the significance of getting information from Metatron. So who is, or what is Metatron, and what is why are we listening to what he has to say? And I see you guys there waiting. She will be doing readings, so hang tight. Just going to do some initial introductions so we can all get a feel for what Nina does.
Right. So let me give you the backstory on these channel books. So in 2015, I traded Buddhism, which I had been practicing, for Hinduism. And I began practicing what's called bhakti yoga, which is a lot of meditation and Vedic chant. And because of increased time that I was spending in meditation, I revived my childhood ability to channel. I had been channeling as a child. But I had sort of lost it because, you know, the old thing, if you don't use it, you lose it. So once it came back, it took me about 3 years to compile 30 messages from Metatron. And then I wrote a study guide that's included in the book, so 30 lessons that go with it. The book is comparable to A Course in Miracles, if you've ever heard of that. But it's easier to understand. It's not difficult material at all. So let me tell you a little bit about Metatron. I had never heard of Metatron until I started getting angel messages on the second anniversary of my daughter's death. So my teen daughter took her own life in 2013. And I wrote a book about my journey through grief. And the book's name is Once the Storm is Over. It was published in 2015. So just after I published that autobiography, I received my first message from Metatron. And because I've channeled before and I had psychic ability as a child, I wasn't totally surprised. But honestly, because I was a therapist, I didn't want anything to do with this channeling stuff and with angels or any of that metaphysical stuff. And here I am writing books about it.
That's so funny.
So who is Metatron? Let's talk about Metatron. Because, boy, you get in contact with him and you can turn your life around. He is the boss of the archangels. He's one of seven archangels that the Bible talks about at standing at God's throne. He's also the keeper of what's called in the Bible the Book of Life. It's described also as the Akashic Record. You've probably heard of that. So, and he describes himself to me as the grandfather of all archangels. So according to the Jewish Kabbalah, he's the head angel on what's called the Tree of Life. And I've never actually seen an angel. I don't see them. There are people who see angels. When I picture him in my mind's eye, he seems like this fatherly, you know, like Father Time, the keeper of the Akashic Record. He seems like a wizard to me when I think about him. He's very scholarly, angel, and he's a very ancient entity. And his personality is very scholarly. He's somewhat like a college professor, but he's very knowledgeable. He's very merciful when it comes to human beings. And he's also very loving and concerned about our planet.
So I hear a lot of people when they talk about Metatron, you know, you hit some of the archetypes that I hear people compare him to, Father Time. I get a lot of people that point to Merlin when they talk about Metatron.
Yes.
Just like the sagely, you know, the wizard from the Lord of the Rings, the keeper of time, the keeper of the stuff that's important, memories, all of that. And I'm fascinated by that because it feels like the archangels are all keepers of something. Like you said, there's seven of them. Mm-hmm. Can you let us know, you know, what you've been channeled and what you've been spoken to about? Who are the seven angels, and why do you connect? Do you feel like your connection is with Metatron?
Right. So I can't accurately, honestly say why I connected to Metatron, or I should say really why he connected to me. It's not that I reached out to him. He just happens to be a very scholarly angel, and I think that's why these messages, you know, have been delivered, because he knows so much. He's also, you know, he arranges and orchestrates all the other archangels. And I did talk about seven archangels because in the Bible it says there are seven are in the Holy of Holies or in around the throne of God. But all those, in terms of the Bible only names three archangels. It names Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Eastern Orthodox names seven. But according to medieval Christian theologians, angels are organized in orders called angelic choirs. And so there's more angels that we can name. The second book I'm writing is actually 10 archangel messages. Mm. And it's called 10 Archangels Teach You How to Live an Inspired Life. And so those 10 archangels I knew nothing about either. So there's many, many archangels, more than we can number.
I love
and it.
It
just depends on their messages and, you know, what as to who's going to bring that message.
That's beautiful. So you have a lot of people kind of hanging out in the chat room and online. So as we move on, I'd like to get to some of them so I don't want people to get frustrated because they want to talk to you. But I want to make sure that I set this up because, you know, last week we had some technical difficulties and we were able to luckily bring you back today. And the really cool thing is we just tapped Valentine's Day. And as we were preparing for the show, that would be really cool. Mm-hmm. And you made this really great suggestion to speak about how supportive and how empowering it would be to tap into the angelic realm to help you with this process to finding love. Everybody wants to find love, right? How powerful or empowering is it to tap into that angelic realm when you're in this question of love?
Absolutely. Archangels are just incredible channels of intense love. They love us so much. Angel, that's what I found out in writing these books. They love each one of us so intimately, and they even are affectionate toward us. They feel affection toward us. In fact, Metatron in his book says that the archangels feel towards us like we feel towards a cherished pet. You know how we love our very favorite pet and we just want to pet him and be with him? That's how the kids feel about human beings. They really love us, and we actually have guardian angels that with that he says is with us from the time of our birth till the time of our death, and will actually meet us on the other side. So they are very filled with love and ready to show that love to us. Absolutely, they are.
I just had this wonderful image of me walking around with my angel because I'm my angel's pet. I would love to be an archangel's pet. That is just amazing to me. Where they just walk around, pet my tummy, and throw me an angel chew toy. I would just love that. I think my life would be, I need an archangel pet mommy in my life. That is amazing. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller.
Okay.
Here we go. Thank you for holding. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Georgia. How are you?
Well, good morning, Kimberly, and hello, Georgia. Thank you for calling. You are live with Nina. What do you have for Nina this morning?
Well, I just had a question for my next career or next job. Just wondering what the angels or spirit have to say about that.
Okay, Kimberly, let me see if I understood your this is Nina. Let me see if I understood your question correctly. So you have got something going on at your job, you said? Is that what you're wondering about, the job situation?
Yeah, but not the one that I'm at now. Just I'm looking for a new one.
Oh, okay. All right, so let me tune in to Metatron. I did feel his presence this morning at about 7:30, very strongly. In fact, it woke me up. So let me just tune back in with that and see what he might have to say to you, okay, about your life, your job, whatever, love life, whatever he's gonna say today. I have no idea what he's gonna say, so we'll see. So give me a few moments. Let me tune in here, and I want you to just kind of get rid of the exterior world. Tune in also inside to your heart, and just begin to feel. And the listeners begin to feel your heart and yourself grounded today to the earth, Mother Earth, and let that love start coming into your heart, flowing into your heart from your guardian angels. Good. Take a couple of deep breaths. Relax your body. You can even put your hands in an open position on your lap. Okay, Kimberly, you've been worried about money. You are worried about your future. You've been a little bit anxious about how things are going to work out in your life or if they're going to work out in your life. You want a secure future. But your security must come from within. If you continue to look to the outside world for your security, you'll continue to be disappointed because that fountain comes from your own heart, your own openness, your own willingness to trust your higher power. And you can trust your higher power. You have so many questions because there's all these question marks in your life right now. Stories that haven't been finished. Unfinished stories. Unfinished situations. Situations that you don't like the way it's turning out. Things that it would be easy to put your hands on and try to control. Even other people. And yet those people in your life simply are resist being controlled by very much of anything. And so you feel that life's out of control, out of your control. And this is absolutely the way you need to feel, because the truth is, the ultimate truth is, life is out of your control. Those people are not within your control. Those situations, frustrating as they may be, have nothing to do with you. You have a life plan and a life chart, and you've got to get so tuned in to it that you can read from this life chart. And if you can read from this life chart, why would you have any more questions? Now, I'm not rebuking you in any way. You are doing the best you can. It's like you've been blindfolded in your life. And you know that game of where someone calls you to come forward and you're having to walk with a blindfold. You don't know where you're going. You can't see what's happening around you. And yet you're being called forward, aren't you? You're being called out of the situation that you're in into another completely different situation, but you haven't gotten there yet. So it feels like you're in the dark. And is there any worse feeling than being in the dark and being afraid? But what I want you to know today is that we know what's going on. We, as in the angels, your spirit guides, your higher power knows what you're going through. And stay in contact. Stay in the truth of that. They know what you're going through. You don't have to even tell them. You may feel like you're all alone in this right now. But the truth is, that's far from the truth. You're not alone. That's just what your mind is telling you. So it's a matter of suspending the mind long enough to get in tune with what your angels and spirit guides, where they're leading you. Now, they are not going to tell you, because this is a faith walk for you. This is a faith walk. Faith is what? It's going according to the spoken word. It's not going by what you can see. It's going by that inner spoken word. So keep following the path you're following, and you'll get there. You'll get to the right job. You'll get to the right position. You'll get to the right pay that you need. We understand what you need. We're extremely intelligent. We are engineering your life perfectly. It may not seem like it. It certainly doesn't look like it, because you're blindfolded. You are learning faith. And faith is nothing you can see. It's something in the immaterial world. So you're on a blind walk of faith. And it's going to feel frightening, and it's going to feel intimidating. And you're going to feel like you can't do it. And so I want to encourage you to get out of your comfort zone and reach out to people and be honest with people and tell them you're struggling. When you're struggling, is that hard for you? Is that a hard thing for you?
No.
No. Okay, good. So reach out to the people who care about you. If you have any spiritual people around you, reach out to those people and just let them know that you're needing support, whether that's financial support or just encouragement to go on in this walk of faith. But keep in mind that right now the universe has you blindfolded. But it's for a purpose. It's to build your faith. Okay? So is there any questions you have about this?
No.
Okay. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have any questions?
No.
Okay. All right. And keep your angels close to you. In other words, if your angels and spirit guides can read your life chart, which they can because it's part of the Akashic record, and they can read it anytime they want to. Ask them for insight. Ask them to give you clues along this path as to which way to turn, as to which opportunities to say yes to and which paths to take. So start turning to your spirit guides and your angels a little bit more and tuning into their voices, okay? You can do that, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's all you need to do, and they're going to lead you forward. They are that voice that's in front of you saying, go right, go left, okay, come forward. They are those voices. Listen and tune into those voices, and you will not be lost. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bless you.
Wow, that's really cool. Hope that Kim got a lot out of that. And so I have a question for you, Nina.
Sure.
Was that that felt to me like a channeled message from our source there? So talk to me about that process. That was really cool.
Yeah. So all I need to do, channeling first off is simply intuition. Everybody has intuition. Not everybody can develop intuition into an ability to receive information from the other side that fills volumes of books, okay? But we all have intuition, and we can all hear our angels. An interesting thing about Americans is that the current statistics say that 8 in 10 Americans believe in angels. So 80% of Americans already believe that there's angels, especially guardian angels. And 55% of Americans say that they've been helped by angels, okay? So worldwide, angels are really popular. People believe. So it's a matter of tuning in to those angels. And we can all do that. It's just a matter of getting ourselves out of the way. If you think about the word angel, the word, and I think it's in Hebrew, when it's translated, the word is actually messenger. So if they were created as messengers, then we should be listening for their messages because it was the very reason that they were created. And I want to say one more thing about that. Swami Vivekananda, a Hindu, brought meditation to America in the 1940s, and he said this. He said, what happened once can happen again. So communication between angels and mortals has been happening according to all religions throughout history, and to simple people, to very plain, simple people. Vivekananda was saying, whatever is real can be reproduced. So if angels have delivered messages throughout history, why can't they still communicate? The word angel is translated as messengers. So
awesome.
Why would angels stop doing what they were created to do?
What they were put here to do, right? I always find it interesting. They occur to me like the poets of the process. You know, you kind of the master level guides and sources are kind of the same. It's like one of my guides is Matthew, and when I engage with Matthew, it's not the same as engaging with some other processes because it's like poetry, and it's the same with Archangel Michael. So like even that message that you just gave. It feels like there's just a deeper, it's like you if you go back and look at it, you're like, oh my God, I didn't hear that before when they first said it. Now I see it there. Do you find that yourself when you work with the angels?
I'm not sure of your question, so ask me again.
So it's like a deeper kind of message. A more
definitely.
Robust message that you could take and you could get a message and sit and pull at it for weeks and seem to glean even more and more stuff off of it.
Yeah. Angels are not in the shallow end of the pool. They are definitely in the deep end of the pool. And they're always pulling us into the deep end, you know. It's like, he could have just said, oh, well, talk to this friend and you know, given her some surface advice, but they're
right.
not interested in
certain things.
Yeah, they don't
want to do that.
They're interested in those deeper, you know, meanings for our lives, like our soul. They are interested in our soul development and our soul evolution. So that's what they're going to talk about. They're not interested in whether we have a meal on the table.
Right.
Now, we're interested in that.
Yep.
We're interested
yes,
in how
we are.
To pay the bills. But
yep.
they're not. They're more interested in our soul's evolution. And so that's what they tend to talk about.
That's amazing. I'm going to grab another caller here for you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name is Katie. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. Oh, my God. Good morning, Katie. Well, this wonderful energy. I love it. You're on the air with Nina.
Thank you.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. I just thought that was wonderful, too, the message that you've been given about the messenger, the meaning of angels, and also looking for value within. That really spoke to me as well. So thank you for that. I have two questions. One is work and one is love. Which one would you like, the love one?
Why don't you give me both, and then Metatron can say what he wishes.
Thank you. Well, the loved one's regarding someone who contacted me yesterday. I was wondering if that's going to bloom. His name is Lou. And the work one is if I will work with this lady, Joyce, if the project will go well.
Okay, if the project will do what? Sorry, I didn't hear the last
word. Will go well.
Will go well. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's open ourselves again to the Archangel's incredible energy and love for us. Get centered for a moment, calming ourselves, opening our heart chakras, opening our minds to whatever needs to be said today. Taking a few deep breaths, just relaxing our body. You are a person who loves to love.
Yeah.
You understand love. You give it naturally. And without thinking about what you'll get back. You are a giver. But there is a little room in your heart for growth in that. While it's wonderful that you're a giver, it's time to learn to receive. But it takes a person coming into your life that is also a giver in order for you to receive. And you're not necessarily attracted to the type of people who give in the same level that you do. And that has made for some heartache in your life.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I experience right now a deep heartache that you've gone through, even recently. And it's because you gave so much of yourself that you literally gave out. It's almost like bleeding out. You gave so much love. And bless your heart that you give in this way. Not very many people understand love the way you do. You understand that love is selfless. You understand that love is kind. But you yet haven't met your match. You haven't met a match yet. You thought you did. But that person wound up taking more than they gave. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's what broke your heart. They simply, it's not a statement about who you are. It was a statement about who they are, actually who they weren't, who you wanted them to be and who they could not be. And it has nothing to do with you. I want you to hear that today. It's not you. There's nothing wrong with you at all. You are perfect in every way. You are perfected in love. You have perfected yourself in love. And I don't just mean in this lifetime. I mean over many lifetimes, you have made it your goal to love in a very wide and generous way. You're like a tidal wave when you love somebody. You surround that person. You take in their whole lives. You allow them to become everything to you. You're just like a tidal wave that envelops people in your love. And that kind of love is not even a human love. That kind of love comes from the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
That is a holy type of love that is superior to human love. And this is what you offer. It's a beautiful offering. Your life has become to the divine a beautiful, beautiful offering. But you don't see yourself that way. You don't see yourself as beautiful. You don't see yourself as a shining gem. And that is what you are. And you must see yourself in that way. Maybe on the outside there are imperfections, but your angels and guides don't see those. Just as an animal loves its owner and doesn't see any negativity in its owner, that's the way that we see you. There's nothing on the outside of you that is not completely acceptable, completely beautiful. You are a shining gem, and you should be proud that you offer this depth of love to others. In fact, you could teach others how to love, except those ones that you picked haven't wanted to love back that way. They haven't wanted to be taught. They were unteachable. Their hearts were closed to love. And that's nothing that has to do with you. Do you see this?
Yes. Yes, it took me a while, but yes. Yes, you're right. Yes.
And so out of the last relationship, what has come out of it should be an acceptance of yourself and an appreciation, a genuine appreciation for what you have to offer in the next relationship. So here's what I want to tell you is do not sell yourself short. From now on, you remember these words that I'm telling you, that what you're offering to the next person is more valuable than gold. It's extremely valuable. And do not lay that at the feet of someone who is unworthy. If they don't deserve it and you can tell that they are not understanding what you're offering or can't accept what you're offering, then pick it up and take it elsewhere. You should only pick those people who are worthy of what you're offering. And by worthy, I mean, can they give it back? And if they can't give it back, why would you give such a beautiful gift to someone who can't accept it?
Oh.
You're worth more than that. You know in your heart that you're worth more than that. So listen to that voice. Listen to that higher voice that's telling you when it's time to walk away. The last time you didn't listen, you stayed too long. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So this time you've learned your lesson. And you can walk away, if you need to walk away, in freedom, in liberty, knowing that that person simply wasn't able to comprehend what you were offering. It's a very great gift, what you're offering. And I want you to treat it that way. Okay? And treat yourself that way. It's a very great gift. Uh-huh. Now I'm going to talk about your job.
Okay. Thank you.
What's your question for your job? You wonder if it will turn out all right?
Yes, this woman that I met through somebody else was going to work with that other person, but things aren't going that great with that other person, and she wants to come work with me. I'm just asking, I guess, like if I do take the work on, if it'll come out well, if it'll be a successful project.
Yeah. Okay, so the answer is be very cautious. Be very cautious, and what you're feeling, again, it's like you don't trust your own feeling. But what I'm trying to tell you is that you really need and ought to be trusting those intuitions, those feelings that are giving you a nudge. And your feelings are telling you to beware, to be careful, aren't they?
Yeah,
because of
the person. Yeah, I don't know if my current expectations
are
due.
And there's reasons for that. So down deep, you're having reservations, okay? And I would say it's a matter of really listening and tuning in to that inner voice. And you can trust it. That's what I'm telling you. Not only in your personal life, but you can trust it professionally as well. If you're having this voice that's telling you, whoa, 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 hold on, don't step there. Be careful while you're stepping. You don't want to fall into a hole again. So,
yeah.
And so there's a hole there. That's all I'm saying. And I'm saying if you can negotiate it with her, okay, and if you feel like you can negotiate this with her, so that you're not going to get stuck in that hole that you're sensing is there, then go forward. But if you can't negotiate this with her, you may have to tell her no. Okay. And if you have to tell her no, I understand, that's going to be a big no financially. Okay.
Yeah.
And that you're worried about that. But if you listen to your inner guide, which is what you're learning right now. You're learning to trust that inner guide, aren't we all? We're learning to trust that voice. If you'll trust it and it says don't go there and you go around that hole, then there will be another opportunity just down the road. Okay?
Right.
You can't see what that opportunity is going to be, but there will be one if you're willing to listen to this voice that's cautioning you. Okay, so I'm not saying it can't be worked out with her. I think it could be worked out with her, but it's going to have to do with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So try to negotiate it with her. Try your best to negotiate it. And again, if it can't be negotiated, then you take your gift elsewhere.
Yes.
See, it comes down to unhooking from these situations emotionally. People get you hooked in, okay, because you love so deeply and so thoroughly, okay? You care so deeply and so thoroughly, and you're a kind person. So you get hooked in very quickly to people's stories. And so what I'm asking you to do is step back from these situations and try to see it as the observer a little bit more from that observing position rather than getting so hooked in emotionally so quickly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right, beautiful. Any other questions?
Yeah. There is one other man for work. We're kind of partners in a project, but he's taking the lead a lot. I'm trying to put it to myself, less work for me. But I don't know, do you see him ever, like, sharing the reins, or maybe I should just take it as a teaching lesson, and as soon as it ends, you know, just say, okay, thank you, goodbye, thank you for the experience.
Right.
Again, I see the pattern. Yeah.
Right. Well, everybody comes into our lives for a reason, okay? And this gentleman has great respect for you. Whether he has said that or not, I don't know, but he does have great respect for your work and for you as a person. It's not that he's rude. He's just very forceful in his direction in life, and that's just his personality and the way he works. So if you be careful enough and tread lightly enough, you can simply give him a little bit of feedback and let him know that you'd like more input on this. And could you have a little bit more input, and could you share the reins, so to speak, a little bit more with you, so that you can work in a collaboration? Okay. And it's going to depend on how you position this with him. If you position it like you want to be the leader, then he's not going to like that. He may walk away. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you say, I need this to be a shared collaboration in which we're equal partners, how would that feel for you? And put it to him like that, you might be surprised at what he might say. He might actually like that, because it's going to take the pressure off him a little bit. He might surprise you. I don't think
fabulous.
He'll be offended at all.
That would be great, because, yeah, I do like his abilities, and I do want to do more with him than just because, you know, he kind of gave me a little bit of, you know, no, let me take the reins. I have been pulling back and, like, even looking for other people that I could, you know, be more collaborative with.
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
I think you should stick with him for a little bit. I don't think you should run from this. I think you should stick with him, and I think what he's got to offer is going to help you move forward. I just think that you're going to need to express to him and use certain words that are non-threatening, just like collaborate, that's a great word, and partner, that's another great word. And if you use those kind of words and you know, say, I want this to really be a shared experience, then I think he'll be open to it.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
Well, thank
you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. God
bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So much love to you both.
Oh, thank you. Wow. So it sounds like you made quite an impact there. That's awesome. Have a fantastic day.
Sure.
So we have about 17 minutes left, and you've got quite a few callers. I'm just going to jump on to the next few calls to give you an opportunity to connect with some folks. So we have here, thank you for holding. You're on the air with Nina. Who are we speaking with?
G'day, ladies. I go by the name of Bob Eden, and I live in the Whitsunday Islands in Australia.
Oh, hello, Australia. Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. What time is it?
It's 4:45 a.m. on Monday morning.
Wow.
And I am content.
You are committed to
the
game, my friend.
Yeah. Just how could I put it? I really don't have any questions for anybody else anymore, because I find all my answers within me. You know, that for me, they're not answers. I call them solutions, S-O-U-L. I'll just share a couple of insights, and then I'll ask Nina if you can give me a take on what you see present for me, or what's up and coming, especially in the love arena. But anyway, for me, where I am now, I believe we are all Sue, and that stands for sovereign, unique, and equal, and everything else just flows from that, you know, and everybody's walking their own road. I am content. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad, but I'm always content. And I found what works for me, and I believe that is the challenge for everyone, you know, they're going to find what works for them. And I actually bet my life one night about 8 years ago on totally trusting my intuition, but that's a story for another time. But within the silence of my heart, I have found a place I call my knowing, and my knowing has no words. It's a feeling of power. It's a feeling of contentment. It's a feeling of belonging. So, and I am master and commander of my life, and I take full responsibility for this life I do create. So I set my life purpose to be, to simply find my own truth. And how do I know what's my own truth? Whatever resonates with my heart. So, I had to go out of my mind to come to my senses. But if you can pick up anything in the love arena, Nina, that would be really good.
Okay, so what was your name?
Bob Eden, E-D-E-N, the Garden of Eden. I've created my own garden of Eden.
Beautiful. Oh my God, he's tickling me so hard. He's so.
Yeah, you're a beautiful spirit. You're a beautiful spirit, and you're even your name. Eden was a paradise, so even your name
is
apropos for your life. But what was your question? I'm sorry, what was the question I didn't hear?
I've been doing a lot of intensive sort of personal work for, well, since 1990, and I've been on my own for about, since 2007, and I reckon I'm ready for a really beautiful relationship. And, you know, is there one in the air? Is there one on its way?
Okay. Let me tune in and see what if Metatron has anything to say. Let's see. I'm glad you called today. Okay.
So am I. And there are no coincidences, are there?
Wonderful. So let's just take a few deep breaths together and clear out any expectations that we have and just be open to whatever the Archangel would say. You live in a paradise, in that Australia, in many ways, is a paradise.
Except for the politics.
Australia. I'm sorry?
Except for our bloody politicians. They're screwing the place.
Yes. We have that too.
That's their job, isn't it?
But Australia also has recently experienced devastation. Much of Australia experienced devastation. And, you know, just as your name Eden, which was the paradise that in which God created and walked with the first human, and knew the first human by name, and it said in the Bible he walked with him in the cool of the evening. So you've enjoyed living in a place, in a spiritual realm, that is a little beyond what other people experience. So you have lived in a sort of a paradise. However, because you live in this world, you've also experienced devastation. And it's just simply the devastation of living in a world that can be burned up and living in a place that can be devastated by leaders who do not care and who are not leaders, but who are
parasites.
Opportunists. So you've had both paradise and hell here on earth. You've experienced the extremes of both. And that's why you went inside, because you understood there were these two opposites, evil and good, on earth. And so you found yourself inside yourself, not in the exterior world, but in the interior world. And in that way, you took yourself to a different level than most other people experience. And you consider yourself to be a spiritual man. And in other lifetimes, you have been a highly regarded leader, which is why it bothers you so much what's happening in government. Because in the past, in your past, your lives, you were a leader. You did lead people, and you led them in the right way. And so it bothers you. It really bothers you what you see happening now in the world. And this sense of justice is what has both propelled you in life, but also caused grief in your life, because you're always looking for justice and fairness. And in this world, generally speaking, there is no justice and fairness. And so you've really experienced these two opposites in life. Okay? Fairness and justice coming from your heart, and then looking out into the world and seeing the injustice and the inequality and the discrimination and the repression. Okay? So you've experienced inside what could be possible for the world, but then looked outside and seen that this is opposite of what it should look like. So I want to tell you to keep in your heart that picture of justice burning bright, because there needs to be people in this world who stand for the fairness and rightness. So go ahead and keep standing on those principles. You're a very principled person, aren't you?
Yeah, well, yeah. All I have is my integrity. And without integrity, what is anybody?
Right. And unfortunately, there should be more people like you, and there's not. Because people are more concerned about money. They're concerned about money. They're considered worried about their comfort, and they're not worried about their neighbor. They're not worried about who they're stepping on, but they're just worried about themselves. They're selfish, and you are not that kind of. That's not who you are.
Yeah.
Right.
What I see
you're very different from that.
Yeah. What I see is, and the Mayans predicted this. The age of integrity is overcoming the age of power. And for me, all of the shenanigans that are going on in the world at the moment, like the empire is crumbling, the beast is dying, and it's becoming more desperate and ridiculous in its final death throes. But integrity is overcoming power. And when I look globally, I can see it. More people are waking up. Like I spent 25 years being suicidal. But it was only because I was programmed into the belief that somebody knew more about my life than me. Well, I'm the only expert on my life, and I have reclaimed my belief in me. And more people are waking up and throwing off the programming of corrupt society and finding their authentic selves. And I'm just one of them. And I've come to the conclusion that the best thing I can do, because we're all sovereign, unique, and equal, and I've nobody else's answers, but the best thing I can do is to simply just let my own light shine.
Yes.
That's all.
Beautiful. That's
the best.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, and so here's what I want to say. You asked, are you going to find a partner? So let me answer that quickly. The problem you've had in the past is not who you are, because who you are is a shining light. And that is the truth. The problem you've had is finding someone who has the same level of heart that you have, the same sense of justice that you have.
Yes.
And it's been very difficult for you to find that person, and almost impossible to find that person. So here's the answer, is that don't be as concerned about, is that person coming into my life? Just continue to be that light and see if you can be that light shining bright enough to attract the same level of person. Does that make sense? In other words, if you go out and look for it, it's going to be hard to find it. But if you can continue to shine and shine brightly, then you may attract a similar level of person to yourself. That's the only answer for you, because you shine at such a high level. And
darling,
does this have a downside?
Yes,
it does.
I'd just quickly like to share something with you. I'm really good at manifesting stuff in my life, you know, and it's an amazing, but and about 4 years, and it usually happens within a day or two, but about 4 years ago, I sent a command to the universe to send me a rational woman. And here I am 4 years down the track, and she still hasn't turned up. So I reckon I've broken the law of attraction.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
I thought you might figured it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep shining as bright as you can, and... You know, and that person will be attracted to that, but it's going to be a high level of integrity of person, and that's very hard to find in this cycle that we're in. Okay, and that's it's not you. It's not you're wonderful. It's not that you're having a hard time because of who you are or anything like that. It has to do with the quality of people around you. Okay.
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do is just keep being that light, my friend. Just keep shining.
Well, thanks for taking my call, ladies.
Yeah, thank you. Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Day.
I just feel like I just took a trip to Australia. It was awesome. Thank you so much, Bob. Have a fantastic day.
No worries, man.
That was really cool. That was really awesome. And I really love the information that you gave around just kind of connecting to the integrity, because I felt that too. You know, when you this is a tough time. And, you know, we only have just a couple minutes left. I thought it'd be really cool if you could tap in and kind of give us some information about the time we're in, because it's just really tough. What do the angels have for us? What does Metatron have for us to give us some hope as we look forward?
Right. We've got about 2 minutes, so let me see what he has to say, and I like that question. All right. Hang on here. As the caller said, this is the end of a cycle, the end of Kali Yuga, as the Hindus call it, an end of the 26,000-year cycle of darkness. This was the age of the Bronze Age, which was the lowest cycle of all of the world cycles. We were at the lowest point, and in 2012 we started up again. Now, because we started up again doesn't mean that things aren't going to go upside down for a while, because we're on a 26,000 year cycle and we have just begun to inch our way up. So things are going to look dark for quite a while until 2026. And 2026 and 2025 is going to look like the world is going to come to an end. That's what it will look like. But in 2026, there will be a solution. I promise you, there will be a solution, and it will pull the planet out and this civilization out of this darkness. And in 2026, it will feel like a new start. A new start will happen, spiritually speaking. There will be a new birth, spiritually speaking. And it's what we're all waiting for. It's what we're all anticipating. It's what all the light workers are being prepared for now. If you are listening to this and you are a light worker, you are being prepared. And what I mean is you're being purged. This is a time of purification where the darkness will come to the surface. And I mean the darkness around you, the darkness in your relationships, and the darkness in your own choices and in your own mind will be coming up and going out. So this is a time for purification, which is why we see so much darkness. Don't think that this is a bad thing. If the darkness doesn't come to the surface, it will never be cleansed. It has to come to the surface. And that's all that's happening. So the more darkness you see, the more darkness is being cleansed. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
But that is a wonderful thing.
What we concentrate on is the darkness. So from now on, I want you to say to yourself, even though it looks like darkness, even though I can't see where I'm going, even though my partner hasn't come to me, even though I'm totally confused and in the dark here, the light is ahead. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And by 2026, you'll have hit that light, or your children or grandchildren will have hit that light. So continue to be open to that light, light workers, because you are bringing it in. You're heralding that moment in 2026 that we're all headed for.
That's beautiful. God bless you. And thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for joining. I'm hoping that we can get Nina back with Metatron sometime soon. In the meantime, guys, have a fantastic day. God bless. And take care.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners,